Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in.
Half a million Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000.
Over 1 million Lagosians say no. That if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, and all you do, going beyond the headlines and focusing on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Had fact of the day, 637 new COVID confirmations yesterday. Lagos cases were 322. We're hearing that the Delta variant is spreading faster, and that's why we're seeing more and more younger people getting very sick and even needing to be hospitalized. If you doubt that there's COVID in Lagos, I invite you to visit any of the ICUs in Lagos. You'll see how very full they are. You'll hear the stories of scarcity of oxygen tanks. You'll hear about the racket allegedly going on for people to get access to oxygen. You'll hear the suffering of people. This thing is not a joke. Limit your movement. Wear a mask when you're out and about. I'm glad to see more and more people wearing their masks again out in Lagos. When you're around people, give them gap, keep your distance, wash and sanitize your hands, protect yourself, protect your loved ones. None of us want to go into another lockdown, so we all need to do our part to slow down the spread of this thing while we wait for the government to roll out enough vaccines for everybody. And speaking of vaccines, second hard fact of the day, they are now available. I told you about my younger brother who I promised to give 20,000 naira per dose, and he has taken his first dose. I told you that yesterday. He's in Port Harcourt. But if you look at our live stream, I'm showing you a list of the health centers here in Lagos where you can actually get the jab. Our live stream is Nigeria Info 99.3 on Facebook, Nigeria Info FM on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3 on Facebook, Nigeria Info FM on YouTube. Take a look and see the health centers where you can actually go and get your shot. It started yesterday in Lagos. I'm seeing that at the health center on Murokola, a lot of big cars are parked. So that tells me that a lot of people are probably around trying to get their own shots as well. Don't be left behind. You are more privileged than a lot of people who do not even have this information. So don't let this information waste. Go and try to protect yourself and the people you care about. Third hard fact of the day, 8 deaths in 129 cases. That's what the cholera outbreak has done in Kogi State so far. It's an outbreak that we're monitoring here on Hard Facts. So if you want information about Nigeria's current cholera outbreak, keep listening to Hard Facts. We have a fourth hard fact of the day. Voter registration is still ongoing. So go to cvr.inecnigeria.org to get registered today. CVR is Charlie Victor River. ORG is Orange River Gulf. We have a fifth hard fact. GDP grew by over 5% last quarter. That's good news from the economy. During the pandemic, GDP was shrinking. And then we saw GDP go up in the last quarter of 2020 and the first quarter of 2021. But each time the growth was smaller than the population growth of 2.6%. But now we've seen GDP grow by 5%. That's a big deal. When people talk about GDP growth, they mostly talk about just the raw percentage, right? But the context is population growth. So let's say that you have 10 people in your house, but you have enough food. Let's say you have 10 people in your house and you have enough food to feed them, right? Then two more people moving. But when you go to the market, you only bought food for 11 people. Now, imagine you told the people, good news, the amount of food we bought has increased. On its own, this sounds good. But if I now ask you, well, have the amounts you're feeding increased? And have you bought enough food to feed them? You now realize that, okay, I've not bought enough food to account for the new people. Oh, that's what these GDP numbers are. That's why I never give you those numbers without comparing it to population growth. But last quarter, Nigeria got enough growth for the new Nigerians who were born. You see, that's what we provide here on Hard Facts, Context. And it must be what you need, because 1 million Lagosians cannot be wrong. They tune in every day to get some of that context, listening to Hard Facts, starting with the big three. Let's talk about the federal government's plan to start assembling planes in Nigeria by 2023. More great news. Then let's talk about more reactions to the attack on the NDA. Some bad news. And then let's talk about the FIRS demanding almost 2 trillion naira from MultiChoice in back taxes. And MultiChoice saying that they can't possibly owe that much money. After that, we'll bring you League of Extraordinary Nigerians, and then we'll bring you Eyewitness. On today's Big Hard Fact, I want us to talk about corporal punishment. Let's talk about flogging children. Let's talk about whether it still has a place in schools and in our homes. Expect news, business and sports at the top of the hour every hour. But let's get started with the big three. Lagos, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your Hard Facts.
This is the big three.
The big three.
On Hard Facts. On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Nigeria become an aviation manufacturing hub in Africa? Was the attack on the NDA an attempt to embarrass the president? Could MultiChoice possibly owe 2 trillion naira in federal taxes? Those are your big three. Lagos, let's talk. The federal government may be about to set up a plane assembly plant. That's our first story. We heard this from Hadi Sirika, the aviation minister. He went to Hungary to visit the potential technical partner, Magnus Aircraft. So let me tell you the plan. Magnus builds small planes, single propeller planes. They're generally used for pilot training. Most pilots learn with single props. Now, Magnus wants a partnership with the Nigerian government where they can set up an assembly plant for their planes here. Government will bring the land, bring the money. Magnus will bring the technical expertise. The idea is that the Nigeria plant can serve the African market. That way, Africans can acquire these planes cheaply, and the number of Africans getting entry-level flight training will increase. So that's the target market. If this works, the plant will create jobs. But the plant will also create technical know-how, and then over time, the plant can evolve into full manufacturing. And of course, the thing with manufacturing is that it spreads. If you start building one thing, you will have the skills, the materials, the supply chains to build other things, like China. So that's the plan. But of course, there are questions. First of all, how big is the African market? That question will determine whether or not this is a good project for government to put money into. I'm really hoping that I can hear from some pilots or other people who are in the aviation industry. Tell me if you believe that there's enough of a domestic market for a single prop plane, for single prop planes like the Magnus Fusion to justify this investment. I'm showing you the planes right now on our live stream so that you can take a look at them and have a proper image of what they look like. Our live stream is Nigeria Info 99.3. We also have YouTube, Nigeria Info FM, where we're showing you the planes right now. Go take a look at them so that you know what it is that I'm talking about. Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. So first question, how big is the African market? Then there are issues like infrastructure. Do we have the infrastructure to run a plane assembly plant? I know that we're assembling cars. Innocent is doing that, for example. My question is whether assembling single prop planes is easier or harder than cars. For that question, I'll also need industry experts. So if you're in the aviation sector, you're in the aviation industry, aviation engineering, if there's such a thing, give me a call. And then the final question is funding. Considering the federal government's finances, will this make sense? Hadi Sirika himself has said that the government is weighing whether or not it's worth the money. What do you think, Lagos? Is this a good move? Pilots and other aviation professionals, tell me what you know about Magnus Aircraft and about African demand for single-prop planes. I'm still showing you the pictures on our live stream. 0700-993-993-993. Women, call me on 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. And women, call me on 01465-7190. Lagos, is this a good move? Let's talk to Godwin first. Hello, Godwin. Thank you very much for calling us.
Good afternoon, the president.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Well done for your good job as usual.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yes. If they have nothing to do, rather they will choose wasting our money, I think they better sit and look at home. Ordinary Peugeot was surging that was established here some time ago. What has happened to this? And only to jump into plane. How many people benefit that plane compared to ordinary people in this country, Nigeria? They want to go what benefits them, only themselves alone. After looting and whatever, then they carry their money to go and put into that way. In fact, we'll be hearing enough of this seat. They should go and sit down and talk something reasonable, sensible enough, and not going to manufacture plane, handset, yes, bicycle, motorcycle. Have they ventured into that to a provable level? They're going to plane. Why are they always going for something that they only full of deceit? I beg, they should park aside. Thank you, President.
Thank you, Godwin, for calling. Now, wow. When I saw this story, I was happy because I was like, oh, we're finally going to talk about something great, you know? We've got Ngozi on the line. Ngozi, thank you very much for calling us. Good afternoon.
Hello, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about the manufacturing of the small plane.
Mm.
For me, it's a no-no.
Okay.
Reason not that it's not a good move, but if the government of Nigeria really want to be fair to themselves and truthful, before any company will come into this country, we have to be certain about electricity stability. That's number one. Then the government policies we have on ground does not favor companies, Sandra.
Okay.
In the past, we had a lot of companies in Nigeria. I know, as somebody just mentioned, Anamco was in Nigeria here before assembling these long buses and Mercedes and all sorts. Then Peugeot was there in Kaduna. Then we have Volkswagen somewhere here in Lagos. All those plants are shut down presently, Sandra. Mm-hmm. So, and we know the reason why they shut down those plants. So going into another arrangement without tackling the major issue in the first place that make these companies to leave or move out from Nigeria, we are just wasting our time and wasting money. At the end of the day, we'll still fall back to where we are coming from. Thank you.
Thank you, Ngozi, for calling. 99.3, hello.
Cassandra.
Hmm?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
It's Comrade Kuboku.
Comrade Kuboku, welcome.
Thank you. I like the manufacturing and assembly of aircraft. But the latest, first of all, manufacture toothpick and the shampoo as in weak. Are you hearing me?
Okay.
Let them manufacture pencil and the toothpick before they will manufacture a plane.
But it's not government that will manufacture that one now. It's individuals now. It's businessmen. It's people like you now.
You know, see what my sister does say now, Ngozi? The policies are not helping. When I have been telling you since 5 months ago, so 20 companies have shut down in the water, and just they said, come, make a host to make you, make me counter. You know, won't come. So the bad policies, no life. Secondly, the attack in NDA, they say people that are monitoring CCTV, they are sleeping. I'm hearing this morning say there are some places where barbed wire, they cut barbed wire, should be somebody supposed to be supervising and securing the barbed wire. So what I want to tell you is say, there is a mole in the army. There is a mole in the army. I lost my classmate and my village man in Boko Haram, but I still support Nigerian soldier. They will do it. And the Buhari should go and answer National Assembly. No, be the one where Lai Mohammed and the Federal Additional go to talk for him. Let him go now and they talk about what is happening in Nigeria. Are you hearing me?
Okay, sir.
Thirdly, I support Autumn, what Autumn is doing in Benue. I support her with my generation. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We're not talking about Autumn, though, but, you know, good job slipping it in there. Rafael Ifezue says, please, for today's discussion, let's leave out calls from Christopher Onwuka and his begging rhetorics and rhetorical questions he asks. Rafael Nawal, why will you? You can't determine who calls a show and who doesn't now, my guy. Nawal, okay. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, what's your name?
Mama T from Ikorodu.
Welcome, Mama T.
I just want to talk about the attack on our meeting.
Go ahead.
The attack is the Kokoroton Jeff for Inwe Folowa. The thing that is happening to this, our army people, is in the army. They should go and look after themselves and know what is happening to them. Kokoroton Jeff for Inwe Folowa. The thing that is eating the ant that is in wood is inside the wood. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. Let's bring you our second story, since that's the one a lot of people are very interested in. We're taking reactions to the NDA attack from all over the country. So Aso Rock has spoken. Garba Shehu, the president's spokesperson, talked about the attack and the military's ongoing investigation. And he said, quote, the president has denounced it. He's not happy about it. It's now left for the military authorities to thoroughly investigate this and bring out what happened. So many scenarios are being painted, though. Could this truly be a criminal attempt to violate the sanctity of that military institution? Was this an opportunistic crime? Is it political? Does somebody want to embarrass the government by doing this? We're coming from major successes. Look at how Boko Haram is unraveling in the north. They surrendered all of the victories that have been recorded, even in the northwest. These bandits are being taken out in large numbers. So in a climate, political climate, in which people seek to make political capital out of this unfortunate incident, you don't rule out anything. You don't rule in anything. We hope investigations will fully reveal what happened and why it happened. End quote. That's from Garba Shehu. Now, many Nigerians are faulting Shehu for raising the possibility that the attack was intended to embarrass the president or that it was politically motivated. I should point out, though, that Shehu did not say that this is definitely what happened, though, or even that he suspects that that is what happened. He said it's a possibility that should not be ruled out or ruled in. But some Nigerians are saying, why bring that up at all? Some have said it was an insensitive thing to say with two dead officers, because it comes across as being too focused on politics and optics. But I want to know what you think. We've also heard from the Defense Headquarters, Major General Benjamin Sawyer, the Director of Defense Information. He spoke to the press. He said the NDA has set up a panel of inquiry on instruction from DHQ to figure out what happened and who should be disciplined for the breach. He also said the attackers had clearly rehearsed their operation. Now, we're going to be following up with the NDA and the DHQ to get more information about that probe. The military is getting some heavy criticism over this raid. The Coalition of Northern Groups, CNG, has accused the military and government of weakness in the fight against insurgents and terrorists. The Christian Association of Nigeria has accused the government of, quote, sleepiness. So these are the biggest new reactions to the NDA raid. Now, what do you think? Do you think the NDA's probe panel can get to the bottom of the attack? What do you think about General Sawyer's conclusion that the attack was well rehearsed? And what about Garba Shehu's suggestion that the attack could have been politically motivated or intended to embarrass the president? Do you agree or disagree? Do you agree or disagree with those who say that that comment was insensitive, that there was no need to bring up those suggestions? Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. Women, call me on 01465-7190. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Hello, thank you for calling us.
Yeah, my name is Olajoshi.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm actually calling in respect to, let me say, on the two topics. One on the NDA attack and the panel that is being set up. To the best of my own opinion, nothing is going to come out of it.
Okay.
What has come out from what Melissa said the last time when Sheriff interviewed him? Nothing came out. What has come out from the investigation done in Dubai about the sponsors of Boko Haram? Nothing came out. So what makes us believe that something is going to come out from this one now? My dear sister, erase this from your mind. Let's start preparing ourselves for something that will happen again. That's the truth from my own end.
Thank you very much for calling 99.3. Hello.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Benjamin Chidebe.
Welcome, Benjamin.
I'm from this.
Okay, go ahead.
Whether the government, the certain panel or committee or whatever, it's not today we started to hear such a thing.
Okay.
I listened to Garba Shehu from one of the stations like that where he was saying that it is because the president cannot be able to talk. Is it?
Oh, no. Oh, no. I wanted to hear the end of that. Do call back if you can. We're about to take a break, though, so let me take comments from social media to bring in the break. Godwin Adesav says, Sandra, is it possible to build a house on top of a tree? Capital, no. That is what government wants to do by saying they'll start manufacturing planes in Nigeria. All right. Tolani Adebajo simply says, may God help us. Rafael Ifezue sends us a message that we're going to take as soon as we come back from this commercial break. You're listening to three of the biggest stories of the day on Hard Facts. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go away.
More talk, news and sports.
Where will you be when we open the next chapter in Nigeria's marketing history? Where will you be when the captains and climbers of industries converge to celebrate another marketing milestone? Where will you be when the champions of brands and shapers of culture step into the brightest spotlight? You should be right here at the Marketing Edge annual two-in-one event, the National Marketing Stakeholder Summit and Marketing Edge Brands and Advertising Awards of Excellence. The summit, themed Rethinking the Blue Ocean Strategy in Uncertain Times, will hold virtually on the 26th, while the awards gala holds on the 27th of August 2021 at the DePodium International Event Center, Aromire Avenue, Ikeja, Lagos. Join us for this monumental event. History is waiting to be made. Marketing Edge, promoting the brand idea.
Everybody is talking about Nigeria's power problem.
NEPA never give us light for 3 days now.
When will this transformer be returned?
What do we go do?
It's a value chain where the distribution uptake is not matching up with the available power.
But on 99.3 Nigeria Info, in partnership with Energy Investment Company, all on, we discuss the solutions and alternatives to your power challenges.
I wonder why people these days limit themselves when there is a wide range of alternatives to choose from.
Solar and battery can do exactly the same thing your generator does at a much lower cost.
So every Monday from 11:30 a.m., join Collins Teke, Wibo Boa, and the all on team. On Power Solutions, as we highlight our collective energy problems, but more importantly, proper solutions to these issues. Power Solutions, every Monday from 11:30 a.m. to 12 noon, right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
Two stories so far. We've told you the federal government may be about to set up a plane assembly plant. That was our first story. From that story, we were asking you if you thought that that was a good move. If you are a pilot, if you are in other aviation, other parts of the aviation sector, if you're an aviation professional, tell me what you know about the Magnus aircraft and about African demand for single prop planes. And then for our second story, we're taking a look at reactions still pouring in as a result of the attack on the NDA. Agarabashe, who spoke about it, Defence HQ spoke about it, Coalition of Northern Groups spoke about it, Christian Association of Nigeria has spoken about it. These are some of the biggest reactions we've gotten so far. We're asking what you think. We're asking if you think that the NBA's pro panel can get to the bottom of the attack. We're asking what you think about General Sawyer. Conclusion that the attack was well rehearsed. General Sawyer, Major General Benjamin Sawyer, that is the Director of Defense Information. He spoke to the press and he said that. And we also want to know what you think about Garba Shehu's suggestion that the attack could have been politically motivated or intended to embarrass the president. Do you agree with those who say that his comment was insensitive and there was no need to bring up those suggestions, or do you disagree with them? 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Women, call us on the landline. Men, call us on the mobile number. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name? Hello.
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 My name is Steve. I'm calling from Ikpaja.
Good to have you on the show. Go ahead.
They are talking about assembling aircraft in Nigeria, or whatever they call it. What we are facing now is more than that. There is no stability, insecurity, and everything. They don't even think of how they can settle this insecurity that is ravaging every part of the nation. They are thinking about 2023. They don't have peace in the nation. How will the company come in to establish here? Secondly, NDA, did we vote for Garuba Shehu? We voted for Buhari. What, like this magnitude happened? Armed men, terrorists enter the whole defense academy to kill majors. They don't even talk. Buhari is supposed to address the nation. He sent Shehu Garuba. Did we vote for Shehu Garuba? Did we vote for Femi Adesina? Did we vote for Mongoru? Where Mongoru they call him? Did we vote for those ones? What is happening in this country? Let us have peace in Nigeria before they think of investing in anything again.
Thank you very much for calling us, madam. We've got Chioma from Command on the line. Chioma, welcome. Hello, Chioma. Good evening.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. Yes, go ahead.
Thank you for the good job.
Thank you.
I stand with Sonia. Sandra, have you been to the Nigerian Defense Academy?
No,
that
I haven't.
That place is more than a barrack, so that's the habit of Nigerian security, when all their armories, everything, this thing that happened, is very simple. Now, Nigeria, let us think now. It's as simple as ABC. There is no excuse. It was a rehearsed, this thing. What before you penetrate into that place, what are you telling me? They say the people, and they told us the two officers that died, Okoronkwo and Awolo, so far, and the that died, they are from the south, and the one that they even captured too, and we are meant to understand that that one has gone too.
That part hasn't been confirmed, and I don't. I mean, this thing happened at 1 a.m. I'm not sure they really knew who they were picking up.
Okay, let us not go that route now. So the issue now on ground is this: it's a very harsh, coordinated attack. We're not babies, please. Whatever may be their intention, it will be unfolding. panel or no panel, with this type of thing that has happened and the president have not spoken, is very pregnant.
Chioma, thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. Good afternoon. What's your name?
Etim.
Your name is?
Etim.
Etim, welcome. Go ahead.
The incident that happened at the NDA and the president with the political undertone. Remember when the Chibuike was kidnapped in 2015, the PDP and Jonathan there, they did not believe. Rather, they went to Kano to hold a political rally, and they were dancing at those Azonto dance. Then, in a political climate like Nigeria, you cannot read out the possibility of a political meaning into what happened, even the insecurity. Let me remind you, when Atiku was starting his campaign in Yola 2019, he said, if they do not win 2019 general election, insecurity and killings in Nigeria will continue. And the chairman of PDP, which is Sekondu, repeated the same thing, statement in Asaba, where they went for presidential campaign. So if they do not win 2019 election, insecurity and killings in Nigeria will continue. And Atiku was accused by Rolesta Onyeche of shopping for terrorists to come and make Nigeria Buhari government ungovernable. And they said Buhari was behind the person that formed Boko Haram to render Jonathan government ungovernable. So those who are saying when Buhari did not make a statement, say he make a statement. And those who died in the plane crash, those military, the former chief of army staff, they were Southwest and Northerners. People were even asking, out of the team of 12 people, there was no Igbo man. Now this one happened again. They should consider the callers and some Nigeria who are the problem of this country. Buhari is also the problem of this country. Them too, they're also the problem of this country. But let us continue. It is either we perish together or we live together. Also, whatever in their life, let them talk. Talk is free. Thank you very much.
All right, let me clarify a few things. So the PDP did not say that they will spark the insecurity. They were speaking during campaigns and said, well, if you do not vote out the APC, the insecurity will continue. They were saying that the current government wasn't handling insecurity, and so the only solution would be to put them out of power. If you remember, in 2015, President Buhari's campaign made the same point. Let's talk to Paul in Ikeja. Hello, Paul.
Yeah, good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, welcome.
Yeah. Sandra, you see, sometimes there are issues that we come on radio to toil with, you know, as if we are not high-level thinking human beings in this part of the world. Sandra, have you ever visited the NDA?
No, I haven't.
Have you ever been there?
No, I haven't.
There is no way in this life an ordinary person can penetrate there. It's not possible. So whatever that happened there was well orchestrated, planned by insiders. If you listen to the interview of
we're not going to talk about that interview because a lot of things he said he can't substantiate.
Okay. But what I'm trying to say is this. That incident was done by insiders because you can't penetrate military formation ordinarily like that if you are not an insider. Then secondly, for Garuba Shehu to make his statement and say that it could be political or whatever, the Dapchi gears that were kidnapped, was it political? The forestry students that were picked, was it political? All the killings that have been going on, were they political? All the panels that have been set up, have we had any conviction or conviction of any person that have been indicted? Sometimes ago, it was still the government that said they had the list of those sponsoring Boko Haram and all these insurgents. How many of them are they arrested? So what are we talking about? Why will Garuba Shehu come and tell us stories
We need the voice of the president. He should talk to the Federal Republic of Nigeria.
Paul, thank you very much for calling. I will say, though, that until we get answers, a lot of the things that you are calling to talk about at this time will fall under the realm of speculation. Because here's the thing, a military installation can be overwhelmed by outsiders. It's only an investigation that can uncover whether or not it's an inside job. And so far, there hasn't been any investigation into the matter one way or the other. We've got Innocent produces cars. Our parliament members refuse to patronize for reasons best known to them. Now they want Nigeria to start producing planes. Sandra, will you get on a plane you know was made in Nigeria under these conditions? I beg. Second base, Ojari. Are you Kunle with that message? Why did I just sound out the that he spelled? Ayokunle, thank you for your message. Good afternoon, Sandra. Isn't it better we settle the resident doctors before we further discuss either to build aircrafts or witchcrafts or whatever? I wonder why this government cannot be serious for once. This government are the Pat Ajoma from Chevron with that message. Pat, thank you very much. We've got more messages here on WhatsApp. President Sandra, are you joking? Nigeria government went into airplane manufacturing. They haven't gone into it yet. They're still talking about it. What happened to Nigeria Air that this government launched some years ago? Please, another Bass Jo. Oh, is this a new slang? Patience, is this a new slang? What's this bass? What was this? Is a new slang? Inyobong Godwin with that message from Ikorodu. Inyobong, thank you very much for your message. Let's take a look at more messages here. Sandra, if bandits can attack NDA, then we should worry about other installments in the country at the moment. There's a problem. Now, you didn't say your name, though, but thank you very much for contacting us today. General Sawyer, the DHQ spokesman, should be called to question to know how he came to know how he came to the conclusion that the attack on the NDA was rehearsed. Does he know the gravity of his position on this incident, irrespective of his position in the army? That's a message from Jude Anyanwu. Jude Anyanwu, thank you very much. Garba Shehu is right. Has some persons, especially PDP supporters, not been making political statements already? I think the NDA security have been compromised. Solomon Obana Go from Ikeja with that message there. Olayori Singer in Shangota says, Garba Shehu and Malami have... okay. Hello, Sandra. For Garba Shehu to be thinking only about the president's embarrassment and or not speaks volumes. They're only concerned about how things affect Buhari. They're not even bothered by the victims or how it affects them. Hundreds of students and people are still in captivity. All they're concerned about is how they embarrass Buhari. Very shameless. As for manufacturing planes, the government are only looking to make headlines. They're completely bereft of... Even the less technical manufacturing areas like textile and household items are not functional, or they've been frustrated by useless policies. Then they believe that they can make progress with prop planes. Kingsley from Yannick Baja with that message. I will remind you, Lagos, that it's actually not the government's job to manufacture stuff. Their job is to make sure that there's dollar available for manufacturing, roads available for transportation, rail available for transportation, power, water, decent taxes, etc., etc. That's the job of the government. Their job is not to actually build a factory, go, and then start manufacturing stuff. But, let's take two calls and then move to our final story. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. Welcome, Malik.
And I'm calling from the Nature of My Two.
Okay, good to have you on the show. Go ahead.
Sandra, where is the NIA, DIA, SGSS and CODEM? I get all the information to government, Sandra. All the problems we have, yet none of the so-called security heads have been sacked. None till date, Sandra. Sandra, there's something they call the big one in the military. When they blow that thing, and you're in that vicinity of the military man, you must wake up from your 25-hour sleep. I don't know if you understand me.
Okay.
They come to attack where we have young military men that would have brought the horse. The young men that brought the horse. Nothing happened. We've not executed the bandits. or the two, the so-called, what do you call again, the government uncle, nothing what about them. All we knew, the two is senior officers, and the president could not address somebody. I am a strong supporter of Buhari, but every day, everyone Buhari, they throw my hand. Every day, every morning, you can't stand and defend him again. When you defend him, you will fail here. When you go here, you will fail here. So what you should understand is this. You have to leave for two good things for this country, and tomorrow they talk about you, and you do the worst. The same thing that said you don't want to leave the country in shambles, but same you, the country is going in shambles.
Malik, thank you very much for calling. I will say, though, that investigation has started. A panel has been set up. They've just not concluded. So, you know, we'll wait and see how things pan out. 99.3, hello.
Hello, thanks.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Good afternoon.
Igor, welcome. Go ahead.
All what people are saying are just, there's no more happen for that. They are just beating around it.
Well, nobody knows what happened.
You know what happened in that place.
Okay.
And another one, that man that calling the society is a pity. What is going on in Nigeria? You should still come outside and be talking about the APC and PDP.
Okay, all right. Okay, let's not insult callers. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. Eh? Apologies for that. Everybody's entitled to their opinion, you know, they're free to make it. You can disagree with their opinion. You can debate their points, but don't, you know, insult the person who's making the points. Huh? So, decimate their points, debate their points, scatter the points that they've made. Focus on the points, but don't insult that person. Okay? All right. Thank you so much for calling, Ego. 99.3. Hello.
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 Thank you for
Good
calling.
Afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your
Sandra.
Name? Yes.
My name is Frederick.
Frederick, welcome. Go ahead.
Please, that man, call him. He's a very useless man to
Okay.
Nigeria.
All right. What did I just say? What did I just say? Did I not just say it? Did I really not just say it? I said it. And I heard his radio loud and clear. So, obviously, he heard me say it. Shebi? Did I not just say it? Eh? Fuck, this is for you because you don't used to hear words.
I'm not to hear word. I not hear word. I get coconut head. I get big ear. But I not hear word.
All right, let's move to our final story. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. FIRS says MultiChoice owes 1.9 trillion naira in taxes. MultiChoice says, how can? And the tax court says, oh yeah, pay half for now, eh? And that's our third story. 1.9 trillion naira. That's a shockingly high amount to owe in taxes. How you see them? 1.9 trillion. Chineke God. The Federal Inland Revenue Service insists that MultiChoice, the owners of DSTV and GoTV, have been underpaying taxes for years. And reportedly, they asked the banks to freeze MultiChoice's accounts so that they can recover the debt. But since MultiChoice says they don't owe that amount, they took the matter to the Tax Appeal Tribunal. And yesterday, the TAT said that pending the judgment, MultiChoice should pay half of the demanded sum. That's about 950 billion naira, almost 1 trillion. Now, MultiChoice has responded. They are quoting the FIRS Act. They say that under the Act, they can either pay the 950 billion naira, or they can pay the same amount of tax they paid last year, which is even smaller. So they're paying that last year's tax instead of 950 billion naira because it's much smaller. So with a watch, make we see whether TAT go agree. But now let's talk about why MultiChoice is appealing the assessment. They're saying that the figure of 1.9 trillion naira is a fantasy. They claim that the FIRS came to that assessment based on a misunderstanding of their business. Basically, FIRS asks MultiChoice to open their records and show them how many subscribers they have. MultiChoice says that the FIRS claims that MultiChoice has 20 million subscribers, and they use that figure to estimate how much MultiChoice must receive monthly in subscriptions. But the company says that the 20 million figure is ridiculous. They say they don't have 20 million active subscribers in the entire Africa. According to them, FIRS doesn't realize that most people don't renew their subscription every month. So if you look at active subscribers who are paying for DSTV and GoTV each month, the figure is much, much smaller. But FIRS says they don't have a choice because MultiChoice has not opened all their records for them. MultiChoice says that's not true. They claim they've turned over their accounts to FIRS. But FIRS is also asking for records from their agents. Now, the agents I'm talking about are those offices you see everywhere where you go to pay for DSTV and GoTV. But MultiChoice points out that these agents are independent businesses. They don't have the power to tell them to hand over their books. That's the major dispute they've been having before now. That's what led us to court. And I want to know what you think about this. First of all, do you think that this 1.9 billion naira, trillion, can you narco? 1.9 trillion naira is realistic? What do you think about MultiChoice's claim that FIRS have built their estimate on poor understanding of how the business works? And what do you think about what some critics are saying, that FIRS has called this very high figure just to force MultiChoice to the table? And if you agree with this assessment, do you think that this is the way for the tax authority to behave? Women, call me on 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. You can share your thoughts with us via WhatsApp as well and Facebook. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. Ngozi is on the line. Ngozi, welcome.
Thank you, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening.
This topic is a very laughable one, honestly. For me, we all know what happens in Nigeria when it comes to tax. The government, on one hand, is not sincere when it comes to tax, Sandra. Mm. They most times overtax companies or they do their calculation based on assumptions without getting real figure or facts that they are ought to be used to calculate the tax. Coming to MultiChoice, most foreign firms in Nigeria, Sandra, I've noticed this years back, not now,
right,
down to tax, down to utility bills, these guys cheat.
Okay.
They don't actually do the right thing.
Okay.
But my question is, who aids these guys in doing this corner or doing some cut-off in order to invade tax or do all sorts of things? They are still our own citizens, Nigerians. So I think we have a lot to do in Nigeria in terms of government policies on tax, in terms of government policies on utility bills. Many foreign firms, Sandra, you can go out and investigate this. They don't pay taxes the way you ought to. Secondly, not only that, NEPA bills before now, many companies don't even pay. There are people by the side that are ready to be collecting small money to help these guys and cut corners. You may be shocked. The same guys that came to say MultiChoice is owing them are still some of them that comes back to collect some tips from them to invade these taxes. So I think there should be a law somewhere. If MultiChoice did not allow them access to information that they need to do this, then they have a question to answer to. So that's all I have to say. Thank
Ngozi,
you.
Thank you so much for calling. Always a pleasure to hear from you. 99.3, hello.
And Sandra.
Good to have you on the show, Frank. You've got 1 minute, 30 seconds.
Nah, that was too much.
Okay.
Sandra, beg, help me beg Kemi now.
Who be Kemi?
I never offend them before.
Who be Kemi now?
Anything when I do, I make you forgive me.
Who be Kemi first?
That lady where they scream your call now.
What's happened?
Is she not a pick? Once she hear my voice, she go cut me.
Now she they cut you, I mean, a network. See, that's what they accuse
person. No, no.
Nashi.
No, if it be
if
network.
If she lost me, may she tell me, me are there available. I just tell you, Auntie Sandra.
Frank, continue your time to go.
I know. Auntie Sandra, let me start from the plane on.
Okay.
Kia, Hyundai, and Vos, when they wanted to establish their destiny, it did not work. They go to Ghana, open their business. Then, is it plan that we can do? You get there are some kind of people that will bring this kind of thing. I will agree, but not this kind of people I'm seeing or hearing their names. They don't have that capacity. It's only educated people that can bring that kind of aircraft business.
Mm.
Are you hearing me?
Okay.
Now, you see about the MDA.
Mm.
And this time there, I have not come to Etimia Christian before.
Mm.
Inside that room now you are now, I don't know there because I have not been in that office before.
That's right.
And there is no way I can come to Etimia Christian now, come to 268 and I'll just climb now, come straight to that room you are now. Is it possible?
No.
So maybe we know what we are doing. And what I will use to end this call, is this airplane issue they are bringing. Mm. Any day it will work here in Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
And Tisandra, mind this word, I will personally bring 100,000 naira. You will use it to share the charge card to our caller.
Thank you very much for calling, Frank. Let's take a break, Lagos. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili.
Listening to your number one station for talk.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Let's move to social media with the last 3 minutes of today's Big Three. Not to worry, we're going to stay on this NDA matter for a while, right? So Monday at 5 o'clock, we'll come back to the NDA attack. I'm sure that more events would have unfolded by 5 p.m. on Monday. I'm sure Sheriff would take a look at it on the Morning Crossfire as well. I'm also sure that during tomorrow's Hot Topics, Hot Takes, you get to have that conversation with Wemimo Adoni. On Facebook, Alex Ndupu says, Sandra, Ogachukwu Tony says, I love this country because anytime something happens, they open judicial panel. One day cockroach will die, they'll still open judicial panel. Mustafa Abdul Muiz Babatunde says, it's rather unfortunate and insensitive of Garba Shehu to say what he said. They are failing in their responsibility and he continues to give out statements. Ogwe Obu says, Sandra, this your Etim guy from Festac, always misleading. Okay, let's not. Kenneth Chibose says, anything. Okay. Ebi Ambo says, let them start by manufacturing toy planes for little children to play with. The minister and his entourage that went to Hungary with him should stop deceiving us. Juan Ola says, on the panel, how about the panel set for the former chief of army staff who died in a plane crash in May? Okay. Good afternoon, Sandra. My name is Nana, reaching out from Israel. I've moved to WhatsApp now. I've left Facebook. Nana says, I want to ask what happened to the orderlies of those army officers who were killed. Where were they? And today, Garba Shehu is singing another song. I don't want to stress myself about what Etim, the historian, is saying. Maybe they are paying his bills and he's playing to the gallery. Remember, if another man's corpse is being carried, he looks like a log of wood. It's a shame. Great job, President Sandra. Thank you, Nana, for sending your message to us. We've got Adebowale Aderoju from Sangota who says, did you not see from the press statement from Garba Shehu, he did not even send condolences to the family of the dead people. All he kept telling us is story for the gods. All right. My God, so many messages and very little time to get into them. It's already 4 o'clock. All right. Benjamin Obikoya on YouTube says, audio talk about the planes. The Pen Royale says, this is an opportunity for elite and pastors so that they can acquire more private jets. Gloria Chukwedo says, why are they always venturing into unachievable tasks? And Ugochi Williams says, let's concentrate on car assembling and be good at it before venturing into other more complex stuff. All right, Lagos, that's all the time we have. Let's bring you business news and more stuff.
And now,
now the business news.
Nigeria's gross domestic product grew by 5.01% year on year in real terms in the second quarter of 2021. These figures were released today by the National Bureau of Statistics, where it explained that the increase in GDP index marked three consecutive quarters of growth following the negative growth rates recorded in the second and third quarters of 2020. However, the real GDP quarter on quarter contracted in quarter two of 2021 compared to quarter one 2021, indicating slightly slower economic activity than the preceding quarter, due largely to seasonality. The NBS also said real year-to-date GDP grew 2.7% in 2021 compared to a 2.18% contraction for the first half of 2020. All right, let's move away from that. It's going to take a combination of two things for Nigeria to stop importing premium motor spirit, popularly known as petrol. These two things are the implementation of the Petroleum Industry Act and Dangote Refinery being operational. The group managing director of the Nigerian National Petroleum Corporation, Melek Yari, said this when he appeared before members of the House of Reps Committee on Finance. At the hearing, the NNPC chief also justified the federal government's equity share in Dangote Refinery, saying Nigeria now has a venture that would ensure the production of millions of liters of petrol in the country. And finally, private investors need to come to the aid of the government to help reduce the housing deficits in the country. For this to happen, the government needs to provide a conducive environment for the investors to make it work. The managing director, Wealth Inland Properties, Tade Cash, stated this in a forum in Lagos. Cash expressed worry over the challenges people face in getting a home of their own. He, however, said their mission is in line with Sustainable Development Goals 9, 10, and 11 by providing houses every other Nigerian can afford. It's 3 minutes now past 4 o'clock. We've got League of Extraordinary Nigerians coming your way, and after that, Eyewitness will bring you today's big hard fact. On today's big hard fact, we'll discuss corporal punishment. Does it still have a place in our homes, in our schools? Don't miss that conversation.